if it means anything. But the one I know the best. All right, but we're not there yet. We should have gone there last night. But we're still here at the bottom of Ayin Alpha Beis. Kosev Osachos B'Shabbos, second line for the bottom. Kosachos Shabbosu, V'Osachos B'Shabbosu. You wrote one letter on this Shabbos, another letter on the next Shabbos, Shabbos Abba. Reb Lezim Chayev Chatas, Reb Shul Potter. Reb says Chayev Chatas, Shul says you're exempt. Asach Isachami. Let's try and bring a proof. Ilukasav Osachos B'Chav. You wrote one letter on a weekday, V'Osachos B'Shabbos, and one letter on Shabbos, Reb Lezim Chayev Chatas. Reb Lezim says Chayev Chatas. Bein b'Shabbos zu, bein b'Shabbos saba. If that's the case, certainly if you wrote one on one Shabbos, one on the next Shabbos, lo koshkein, is it not a kavachomer? So it's pashut. Obviously, you're chayev. So Zezma, you're right. The truth is, it's obvious you're chayev. So why did you bother even telling us the case of one on this week and one on the next week? Because in the chachomim shem potin, because chachomim do consist with chachomim, meaning Rabbi Yeshua, that consistently patters. So he wanted to tell us that this case, even if we're both written on Shabbos, but one's written on the first Shabbos, one's written on the next Shabbos, that chachomim are poter as well. Okay? Says the Gemara, says Mishnah further. Somebody who makes two of the little loops in order to thread the thread through the loom, with a kirus, the Gemara is going to explain what a kirus is, and a nafa, and a sieve, and a kvara, a colander, with a sal, and a basket, and making all these loops to hold the threads in place, or the strands in place, chayev. Hatov shtei tefiros, somebody who knew the sews two stitches, fikor amnas lifor shtei tefiros, or somebody who rips and with the intent of sewing two stitches. So they're chayev as well. What are benirin in the raya, in the little holes? What is bekirus in a kiruma? Kiruma is something which, who knows? It's something, it's some sort of basket which you weave, and that has certain, when you weave it, you have to put hold the fibers in place. So you put them in a batenirin. Right? Babisha Rabbi Yirmi said, Hamet matech tzedodav. Somebody who tightens his seams on Shabbos. The seams of a garment. Chai mishum tofer. Chai because of sewing, because he's sewing together the seam, right? Now obviously it's an act of tightening, it's an act of sewing. Neymar mishum tofer mishum kosher. Zuz, we should add on that he was tied because of tofer and because of kosher. However, the Gemara says that this is the Mefarshim say that what this is only if you actually tie it. If you don't tie it, you're only chayav because of tofer, and this is really not a relevant statement here. It's brought down because it's brought down somewhere else in Shas, in this context, which has nothing directly to do with us. Okay. Hakorei b'chamasu. Some of you ripped in his anger. Va'meso, or rips for a person who died in his family, rechmona litzlan. He's potter. Because he's mekalkel, call mekalkel because he ruins. Call mekalkel determine anybody who rips anything and ruins it is potter. By mekalkel, I'm not lusakin, except that somebody who ruins with the intent to fix shiur kemesakin. The shear in that case is the same shear as fixing. Okay, because mekalkel not lusakin is chayev, and therefore the chayev is the same shear as you chayev when you fix. Bon kli Rabbi Bo. Here it is, guys. Ready? Drum roll. Bokli Rabba. The answer from Rabba. Heich mat at omar tamo. Just like you say over there. Hashoichi chatos b'shabbos. The Jews mukhiv chatos. And he brings the Beit HaMikdash and he shechs it himself. So what's the status? Heich mat omar tamo. Hashoichi chatos b'shabbos. Kiper.
He atones for his original sin. Ubev yacheres. But he's got to bring another chatos on his current sin, right? The sin of being b'chal Shabbos.
V'omar af hocha. Say here also. It should be yot. Take out the word lo. It's a mistake. Yotzei de koro. Let it be considered ben yotzei zchi of kriya al meso. Right? The mekai in the midst of the rabbanon of kriya. And then let him bring korban. We said in our Mishnah's potter. Right, we assume he's potter because he didn't fulfill a mitzvah.
Ask me, why not?
Let her fulfill the mitzvah and let her be a korban, just like the guy who brought a chatos on Shabbos, who fulfilled his mitzvah of the chatos and then brings another chatos to be mechaper for the chet of chilul Shabbos.
The kriya for mace was not al manas l'taki.
So what? The mitzvah in and of itself should be positive.
So the taking, the tikkun is doing the mitzvah.
Right, that should be the case. The Gemara is not going to say that, but that's Gemara. So that's Gemara's habamim. The tikkun mitzvah, the tikkun itself. Right. So says Gemara, you know what? El Krav Shimon. No, the reason why I don't bring another car, the reason why is the reason why it's not considered to be a true malacha. Is because we pass on the Rabbi Shimon who says Malach Shemin Tzirchel Gufa Potter. So in the Mishka, when they used to rip, for what purpose did they rip? In order to fix, right? And here, this is really what you're answering. So in Wari here, you're ripping in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's Malach Shemin Tzirchel Gufa. That's why you're Potter. Okay. Says the Gemara.
Sorry. Okay,
the Rabbi Shimon Amar Achei Lutzar Beguva Shul Dharma until he has need for the thing itself. Amar Lo. So they tried to say a different teretz. They said, you know what? Let's try this teretz on for size. Let's say this is a chiluk. Tam and Hugar Matzmo. There by the korban, he caused it himself. Now, what do you mean he caused himself? Well, I want to throw in something here. But the right, but the Ur Sameach wants to say. I wrote down so I more. The Ur Sameach wants to say that this is a question of. But really, the Gemara is implying that by a chatos it should be a case of mitzvah bo b'aveira. Why is he mechaper? Right? The chorus is a mitzvah bo b'aveira. The mitzvah of bringing the korban comes through the aveira of chilul Shabbos. Right? So, we want to say that perhaps we can answer. This is all the Meshul Chochma says. This is all what's going on behind the scenes, and one of them explicitly addressed this. That perhaps you could say that the kriya is a malacha train tzichel gufa tzpater because your intent was to rip for the sake of ripping, not for the sake of fixing. And ripping for the sake of ripping, not for the sake of fixing, is a malacha train tzichel gufa. However, over there, it's not a mitzvah bo b'aveira, because there, what would we say? I'm a taman hu garam la'atmo, ramocha arko remeslo. The way he learns that, that means over there, he caused himself.
When can you only divide it up if it's a certain amount? Because when I change the amount, they both don't want to do it.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. I don't see how it works. I tried to make all the Meshul Chochma. It's not going to work. I don't see how it's going to work. Let me do it without it then. Just a push pat. Mitzvah Bavair does come in later. Let's not introduce it now because I see it's not going to work. Let's try it like this. Let's say you'd see a Kriya. Now, on Malone, they said another teretz. They tried to say a different teretz. Tamanu garm latmo. Over there, the way the Mashbiach and all the Achronim explain this line, it means that there he has an additional benefit by doing the mitzvah. What's the additional benefit he has in doing the mitzvah? He gets the kachim. He gets to not to be ois mechusar kippurim. He gets to bring his kapara, so he's got an advantage for himself, right? That's why it's not a melacha shena tzuchel gufa. It was just for the purpose of the mitzvah itself, solely exclusively for the purpose of the mitzvah that he brought the chatos, and that would be a melacha shena tzuchel gufa. Why? Because normally, what is shecht a chatas for? What is shecht an animal for? Eat, right? And here you're not shechting in order to eat, right? You're shechting for the purpose of the mitzvah. Says, well, no, you are shechting for the purpose of some advantage. What's the advantage? Mechusar Kippurim gets ois Mechusar Kippurim. You can eat kachim, which means you can eat kachim, and so on and so forth. You get your kapara. So there, that's why I said, Omel Tamanu Karm Latzmo. There, he's got an advantage for himself. Bramocha Adkarem Eslo. Here, you're causing it for him. In other words, does he get any advantage from doing the Kriya? No, zero, right? You made him do the mitzvah. So therefore, it's a very basic difference. There it's a melacha tzmich l'gufa. Here it's a melacha shena tzmich l'gufa. Because here, he doesn't get an advantage. Here he gets an advantage. Says, well, boo, boo, boo. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Vafil tamo not go ramislo. Over there, what? He needs korbanos like a hole in the head. What does he need a korban for, right? God made him do it, right? He doesn't want to be a korban as far as he's concerned. He doesn't get to eat from it. He doesn't get an offer from it. He'd rather not be there. So therefore, it says, Vafil tamo not go ramislo. You caused him to a chilo amat loshi of it. Hechem is kaparbo. If you didn't tell him to bring it, how would he want to achieve kapar? Meaning, why would he want to come and do kapar?
We didn't tell him to bring it on Shabbos.
What?
We didn't tell him to bring it on Shabbos. So, it's still... He's benefiting from it.
He's still benefiting from it.
Houses that open up into the chutzner, right?
What?
We told... What's the
word?
And therefore, it's like an obligation. It's not. He's not benefiting. Right? That's what you're saying.
Yes.
And I'm saying because he is bringing in on Shabbos, he is benefiting because he's like the Gemara said, he's closing. He's even for the carpet.
No, but let's say he's throughout. That's easy to throw. He can't eat a chatos. So what's he going to eat? Can't eat anything. Okay, so it says more. Again, I'm going to say, if you have an akko remeslo, she lo lo shamat lo shiovi echim is kapara. If you wouldn't tell him to bring it, how would he achieve kapara? So that's case, he should be potter. Right? He should be potter there as well. So it says, have it tzarech meimar the Rabbi Shimoni. So you got to say that it's Rabbi Shimon. Now this is a little bit difficult. What exactly... And what I mean, so you got to say it's Rabbi Shimon. I don't know exactly what the Gemara means. I think what the Gemara means as a result of this is to say that by us, Melachah Shemini Zagufa makes him potter, right? It makes him potter because he didn't intend to rip for the purpose which one normally rips for. Over there, Melachah Shemini Zagufa doesn't apply. Why does Melachah Shemini Zagufa apply? Again, because, we're arguing in Rabbi Yossi. We say that he does achieve an advantage. In other words, the Gemara achieves, the Gemara comes back to Rabbi, to after bringing down Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara lifts up its hands in despair and says, the chiluk must be something based on Rabbi Shimon. What exactly it is, I don't know if the Gemara itself knows for sure at this point. Because the Gemara say that here it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and there it's a melacha tzricha l'gufa. Why is it tzricha l'gufa? So it has to be that there's an advantage which accrues to him by having his korban sacrifice, which doesn't accrue to him by the case of kriya. What it is, the Gemara never divulges to it us, because the concept of ad korel goram talo means that it's not really an advantage to him. It's really part and parcel of the mitzvah. So the Gemara leaves that basically, from our perspective, dangling. But then the Gemara says, Chevraya boyekumi Rabbi Yossi, the Chevraya asked Rabbi Yossi, Lokin amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shem, Yotzodak, didn't Rabbi Yechon say name, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yotzodak, Matzo, Gizula, Eina Yetze boyedei Chavo Chavo, so Pesach. A stolen matzah, you're not Yetzir Chiv on Pesach, so therefore over here, how could be Yetzir Chiv Kriya? Right? It's mitzvah ba avera. And here we get to the issue of mitzvah ba avera, right? The kriya is a ba avera of Hilchil Shabbos should be chayev. I'm sorry, shouldn't be a mitzvah. Just like if you steal matzah eat on Pesach, it's not a mitzvah. So what's the distinction between the two? Says Mar Amalon, he said to them, no, this is the famous line. Ah, came just in time for the famous line in the Yerushalmi. So Gemara says to Gemara, Amar Alon tam on gufa avera. He said there, in and of itself, is an avera. But here he transgressed an avera. By the matzah, the mitzvah came about through an avera. By the kriya, he did an avera at the time that he was doing the mitzvah. It's not the same thing. Says more a comparable case. What would you say? Would you say like this? Hoti matzah mirshusa yochel uchusa rabbi. If you took a matzah mirshusa yochel uchusa rabbi, can you subsequently ain't a boy yoytze boy dechobos and pesach? Can you not be yoytze rechiv on Pesach? Of course, be yoytze rechiv on Pesach with it. Hi, what's the difference? What's between a matzah which is stolen and a matzah which is transported through uchusa rabbi?
You're dividing up your
chatzah. So that's what Shami's saying.
How do you divide up?
Depends whether the mitzvah came about through an avera or whether you did an avera with the mitzvah. And there, in the case of the matzah which you stole, you would not have been able to perform the mitzvah without stealing it. So the avera was the foundation for the mitzvah. As the Yerushalmi put it, gufa avera. Here, when you did the Yerushalmi, you couldn't eat where it was. The fact you chose not to, you did an avera with the matzah. But it's not mitzvah above avera. So too with the kriya. The kriya itself is not the kriya itself is not the avera, right? You did well. I shouldn't say that. The garment didn't come to you through an avera, right? The possibility of doing kriya did not come about through an avera. What happened was is that you yourself did an avera at the time you did the kriya. Okay, so what's fundamental in Yerushalmi is the possibility, the capacity to do the mitzvah must be rooted in an avera in order to invoke mitzvah above avera. If all you did was simultaneously or in conjunction with the avera you did a mitzvah, that's not mitzvah above mitzvah in avera. That's not mitzvah above avera. It's a radical new definition. What? Mitzvah comes through an avera. Mitzvah is a positive command which goes about through a sin.
Maybe you're saying the same thing. Yeah. The way I'm understanding what you're saying, which I do understand, is if it's not your matzah to begin with, how could you ever do a mitzvah of the mitzvah of eating matzah when it's not yours?
Right.
It's like the same thing with a ruach. Right? You can't steal something from the mitzvah.
Right.
Here, in the other case where you're taking the matzah from one mitzvah to the other, it's your matzah.
Right.
And
the essential condition of your matzah is fulfilled.
You're getting the mitzvah, and in addition to that, you're also getting the mitzvah.
Right. Another way of putting it, perhaps more abstract even, is it depends if what you need action number one to get to action number two, or an action causes two separate results. Okay? So even action, you need action one to get to action two, so then that's mitzvah b'avera. If one action causes both the mitzvah result and the avera result, then the avera does not extinguish the mitzvah. Okay, then the mitzvah stands on its own.
Another analogy is
very famous. Yeah.
Going into a mitzvah with
it could be that that's a similar type of situation, although there's no nafgamina lemaisa there, but it would be a similar idea whether you remain tall or you begin. We've talked about that in the past. So,
but Bobby's thing about Matzah Zula is Zula
that's coming up. Yeah. Tani, Matzah Zula also Varech Oleh. You looked ahead. No, I know you didn't. Tani.
I'm too tired to look ahead.
Matzah Zula stole Matzah also Varech Oleh. You now have to make a brach on it. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Avishai said, why not? Al Shem Ubotzeh Berech Nietz Hashem. Because some of you makes a brach of this sort is blasphemous. So Amar Rabbi Yonah said, "Hoda that Amar that which you say now to make a brachas b'tchila before you eat it, abasof." But at the end, after you ate it, it's no longer around; it's no longer stolen. Dami Uchayev, Lo Dami Uchayev, is he not going to pay him money? In other words, you already acquired the matzah. By the time you bench, it's yours. By the time you bench, it's yours. What do you have to pay him back now? Money, Dami. So therefore, at this point, you have to bench. Says more, Rabbi Yehuda Mar ain't a veir mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda argues, I'm learning this like carbonator, although the B or the Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a very different shot. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't a veir mitzvah. You didn't have veir when you ate it? You can't just talk noch them a mitzvah with them. You can't do a mitzvah with it after you didn't have veir with it. So therefore, you can't bench. Rabbi Yehuda Mar, the exact opposite. Ain't mitzvah veir. A mitzvah does become an avera. And not only that, says the Korbanator, you know what? He can even make a bracha l'chatchila. Why can he make a bracha l'chatchila? Because one wrong doesn't lead to the other one, right? Your bracha has no din of ownership, right? You're about to eat food. You know, it's like we have the Gemara, bracha's ganva pumachtarta achmona karya. The ganav, when he goes into dig to burglarize the home, he calls the Dabin Sakharish Baruch that it should be Matzliach. So it's the same thing here. Okay, you're going to eat, but Chach make a mitzvah, a bracha on it before you eat, right? So he says, Ein mitzvah bear. Amrei Revila said, Ela mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs. Imas Yosek mitzvah, he argues again, he says, Imas Yosek, how he learns. How mitzvah bar baver concept from here? Im asiyasa mitzvahs, and if you didn't properly, hey mitzvahs, they are mitzvahs. Im lav, and mitzvahs not, they are not mitzvahs. Okay, so the bottom line of this Yerushalmi, which all the achronim speak about, any achron worth his salt, says again, what's the difference between tam on gufa avera by the case of the chatos which you sacrificed on Shabbos? In and of itself is an avera, right? Like the stolen matzah. Bram hocha, but here, who? The person of her avera. And again, although we didn't understand fully why, but Ari Yerushalmi distinguishes between the Korea, Chamos, and Shabbos, which is takim locha, shen yitzir chalagufa, and you takim potter, and you takim yitzir mitzvah, and you don't require any kapor afterwards. And in the case of a person brings a chatos on Shabbos, that it's considered to be tzir chalagufa, again, probably because of the benefits he received, right? And therefore, if you did that, you're yitzir, you're chiyah mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'avera, like Yotze Mechon said, right? Because, again, it's like Yerushalmi says, who over avera? That's not you didn't avera with it, but that's not the cause for it. And therefore, we say that he's Yotze, his mitzvah, but he has to be a chattis for having been b'chal Shabbos.
Is he over on the
avera
of
avelus
Shabbos?
No. So it's only the Rabbanan. So it doesn't concern us at the moment. Secondly, Kriya is not avelus. It's a sign of covenant of mace. I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think so. I mean, it is, a sign of avelus, but I don't think the ripping itself, the wearing of the ripped cloth afterwards might be, but not the ripping itself. All right, we'll continue out tomorrow for a few minutes. Let's go on. Shir Malabi. The Shir, I think they turned off the air conditioner.
I don't think so,
this feels like it. Shir Malabi. The Shir of bleaching, Vamanapes. Manapes is the card wool. Vatsavea, to color, to dye wool, Vatova, to put strands of wool together to make thread. Shir Kamale, Roch of a sea coffle, twice as much as this. From index finger to middle finger, which is one of this. Something like that. Or it's twice of this, which is one of this, right? Yeah, it's this, which is twice of this, right? Okay. Got it.
In certain Arab neighborhoods, these are gang signs.
That's a gang sign. Okay.
All
right. Certain neighborhoods. Mr. Zucker's neighborhoods. Okay.
See.
Somebody who weaves two threads. Shira kumale seat. The shira is a single seat, not a double seat, because you have two threads. Okay. Tamti, you learned over there. Amotzi eitzin levekdei levasho beitzakala. There you said that the amount of wool which you take out to cook, but really also our emphasis here is on to dye. Is enough to dye. There it says to cook a small egg, or to dye. It means enough to dye, as the carbonator brings down, enough to dye a small garment. Yet here, obviously, once you started the dying process, it takes much less to be chayiv, enough to die two threads, right? So Taman ben Motzi Litzvah, there, you know, we mentioned that's territory back then. You only take out something if it's choshev. A choshev means enough to color a small garment, right? Mm. Otherwise, it's not a choshev amount to be motzi. The activity of dying is significant even for a lesser quantity, which means even for two threads. Okay? So the amount to take out in order to be chayev is the amount to die more. The amount to actually be chayev for dying is less because that's a very significant visibly dying. Okay, new topic. Rabina says that tzad tzipor lemigdol, somebody who entices a bird into a closet and keeps it there, v'tzvi lebayis, or entices a deer into a house, he's chayev. What's he chayev? Tzad, triumph. Chomrim tzipor lemigdol, yes, a bird into a closet, but tzvi, a deer, even into a large area such as a gina, a garden, a chotzer, a yard, be barring a kind of a corral. Rashim Goliom may local be barring. Sure, it depends on the dimensions of the corral. If it's very large, obviously it's not going to be properly hunted. Zakal's general principle called Mechusa Tzina, anything which is not properly hunted, potter. If you put it into such an area where it's still not properly hunted, it's a potter. Shayna Mechusa Tzina, you put it in an area where it's no longer requires additional trapping, it's trapped, then you're chayiv. Arachan Yerchida said, Masnis in the Mishnah Beitz, at Lok Rabbi Yehuda, not Lok Rabbi Yehuda. We learned over there, Hatzot Tzipor Lemigdol. So, I mean, first we see, it seems to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Hatzot Tzipor Lemigdol, somebody who, well, actually, this is our Mishnah, sorry. Then we learned in our Mishnah, Hatzot Tzipor, somebody who catches a bird, Lemigdol to a cloud, to a tzvi, or a deer, Lebayis Chayev. Their house is chayev. That's right, the statement. Oh, that indicates to us that the flip side, the gina will be born if you capture the deer into a garden or into a small penned area, you're potter. Now, take off the next four words, the Kormnei takes them out. The Tinya Tamaya, we learned over there, ain't so your dog may not be boring. One is not allowed to catch fish from a corral, from a pen. Beinus, if the name is Elis, nor is one allowed to feed fish on Shabbos because they're wild, you're not allowed to feed them. Now, there's an important missing word here, the word v'chule. And the Mishnah goes on to say over there that a chaya is considered ready hunted when it's in your bibor, right? And when it's in your bibor, it's considered hunted. Now, that's clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda said it's only considered to be hunted when it's in your house, not when it's in your pen. So we see that mission over there is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Hologino be barring potter. So obviously, for a gino or a bibar, according to Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter, right? Okay, but it says there clearly, because that's be according to Rabbi Yehuda, has to get into a closet or into a house. Yet there it seems quite clearly that we'd say you're chayiv once it's in a gino or a bibar. Now, why is that over there? How do we know that? Because the mission there says once it's in a gino or a bibar, you're allowed to feed it. It's considered to be domesticated. It was a gino or bibar from before Shabbos. It's yours and you have to feed it. So from this, the mission deduces that what's considered to be truly hunted down and trapped, according to that mission in Beitza, not when it gets into a house or into a closet, but even once it's in a gino or a bibar, in a garden or in a pen, that's sufficient, right? There seems to be contradiction to Rabbanon as well. The thing that we learn, Chachomim say, Tzipor lemigdol v'tzvi legino. If you catch a bird in a tower or a deer in a yard or in a gino as a vegetable patch, a chotzer, a front courtyard, it will be born or a pen. That's what it says over here, right? In our Mishnah, right? It's over there in Beitza. You're allowed to take in a bird or a animal to shecht. And Yontif, Vinoisiv name is Zonos, you're allowed to put food in front of them. It says only be borit. Only if it's ready to be borit. Lugino lechotzelo. Sounds like Gino lechotzelo not going to be truly trapped. Says Gemara, you know what the difference is? Kam b'chotzer makura, kam b'chotzer shen makura. Depends if it's roofed over or not. If it's roofed over, it's a valid chotzer, and it's not considered any more catching. Once the deer's in there, it's already caught. If it's a non-unroofed over chotzer, then it's not considered to be already caught. Says Gemara, boo! But didn't we learn Gina. We're talking there about vegetable patches. Yisrael Chameim or Gina Mekura. Can you say vegetable patches roofed over? How do you get the sun to have photosynthesis? So it says, really what depends on is the size. Because if it's a large courtyard, then the deer is not caught. You have to do another mitzvah to catch it. If it's a small courtyard, then the deer is considered caught. Rabbi Amar Bun Kuri Rabbi Agli Asfar Yacha. Mani say, how should I learn this? Kol Mechusar Tzeda Chayev, anything which is lacking hunting. In other words, it has to be hunted down still on Shabbos. You're Chayev if you do so. Shein Mechusar Tzeda, so it's not lacking hunting down. It's fully correct. What's the word? No, better word.
Capture.
Maybe capture. I think there's something better, but I can't think of it off that. So, it's not lacking any tzed, it's completely capturable, whatever. So, your potter. Armalo, then let's say that that's the principle. Armalo, so he said, no. Velo, it's a typo. The next word, b'min pa, it should be b'noah. So it says in Masechta Beita. B'noah socha nukhayam. This is even talking about a case where daraisa, it's already hunted down by being in a locked area. In other words, it's already closed, right? Noah means already locked up. Ela, so rather, this is the way to learn it. Kol mechusar tzeda osur, it's not chayav. Because it's already locked up area, it's just a large locked up area. So it's also the rabbona. So it's not like in Tzeda Mutz, you're allowed to take it in and shecht it on the Yontif and so on and so forth. Amrei Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Achoy, the brother of Yechid said, Kol Shem Mechusar Nishavim, Mechusar Tzeda, anything which requires, which is missing nets. In other words, that the area is large enough in order to catch the sheep, you need a net. So that's not considered nitzo, and you can't take an apple there in Yontif because it entails the Yisur of Tzeda. Sheinu Mechusar Nishavim, which does not require nets, and a Mechusar Tzeda is not considered to be lacking in its being hunted down. Shochli Menagorim was allowed to shech the animals which are in the Nagorim, in a place where there's grazing land, so literally the flows the river. V'lo min ha-machmoros, v'lo min ha-mtsudos, not aware if they're caught in nets or in traps. Now the reason why if not they're caught in nets or traps is talking about where we, according to Karmeda, we don't know if they were there from before Shabbos. Yeah. And therefore we don't know if it's Muchan. According to Bnei Moshe is talking about large traps, and large traps, it's not considered to be fully trapped, right? Because it's not fully tangled. So it's not fully tangled, not being considered trapped there if you can't check them on Shabbos. Hanyotin. Rabbi Yossi Barbum Bishem Rabbi Yami said, Matzda de Shitza. A Matsuda, a net, there's a large net. A large net is not fully caught. Shmuel Tzadu Bepitam. Shmuel said, according to Bnei Moshe's interpretation, it means that Shmuel would take fish which are ready in a barrel and use them on the Yontif. Or for that matter, it could be Shabbos as well, if they eat raw fish, make sushi. So the bottom line is he would use this fish even once it's a barrel, because that's already caught enough. All right, they don't have to worry about it being caught. Shmuel Shari Bepita. Rav Amar Sachar Nara Shari, if you have a dam in the river and the fish are massing behind that, you take the fish out on the Yontif and use them. Because that's where it should be nitzo, because they're all congregating there. That's only true if it's made out of metal strips. I guess it stays closed that way. It's not going to get moved, so therefore it's considered to be a valid fence, and it's fenced in, and the fish are considered caught. Okay, everybody, say Rachmanis to you, Rachmanis to myself, and we'll come back to tomorrow. And tomorrow night, if you come on time, you'll hear the most brilliant thing that Saul Lieberman has said since I started learning his book.